Calvin Davis joining us for our weekly corridor. Warm welcome to you, Calvin. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. An interesting kaupapa this. Phil Pennington from RNZ writes that an undercount of Māori by almost 50,000 in the census has raised questions if they should already have another seat in Parliament, which is a bit of a distinct maybe. Not good enough for Māori data experts who say it's a fundamental question. Getting accurate data, Calvin, seems absolutely vital. Someone dropped the ball here.
Well, Mika Whaitiri's doing a great job working with iwi in terms of Māori data. My personal belief, not a ministerial belief, is that if there's data about Māori, then it should be distributed as long as, a couple of caveats, of course, are individuals' privacy and making sure that the right people get it. So in other words, if there's stuff about, I don't know, Waitahu, then it's not right to share it with Ngāpuhi. But I think my colleagues agree that if there's data about Māori, we just need to make sure it gets to the right people so that it can be used to make the right decisions.
Thanks. Let's talk some corrections things. I see there's still a shortage of staff. The situation quite dire. Some figures at Mount Eden, 34% short of the 440-odd corrections officers that need. Auckland Women's Correctional Facility, not much better, only 30% short. Manawatū, near Linton Army Camp, running at 27% short. These are big stats. How's the recruitment campaign going? And what's an update on some of those concerning figures, Calvin?
Well, I mean, this is going to be an ongoing thing, isn't it? I mean, we simply just can't magic up corrections officers. So corrections does have a campaign running, as people would have seen. There's TV advertisements. First time corrections has ever done that, as well as a big social media campaign. There's been unprecedented interest, but again, it just takes time to convert that interest into people trained and on the ground. And that's, a 3-4 month process at best. So, look, it's just something, and again, it's a consequence of people leaving corrections during COVID, as other sectors have also experienced that, the Defence Force, teaching, nursing, they've all experienced it, and everybody is out there competing for the same worker. Corrections, has put a bit of money and resource into this campaign. They ended up getting criticised for doing that, but it's what you have to do in this competitive environment. I mean, with unemployment at near record lows, it's just something that we, a whole heap of sectors are having to grapple with. And sadly, we can't just say, well, we're not going to run our prisons today, or, we're just going to stop doing certain things. It's just very difficult, and corrections is managing it as best they can.
Thank you. Let's talk about, and as an educator, please, a substantial overhaul of the $1.2 billion special education system and the government promising to extend learning support to thousands more tauira. It's been an important vehicle to awhi Māori learners who need special tautoko. What would you say of the overhaul of the special education system, Calvin?
Oh, it's been needed for a long time. Even 20 years ago, when I was still in teaching, it was something that was being complained about. So, there's a special needs fund. There's kids with high needs, and there's other kids with neurodiverse needs. They have real learning problems. There's also kids who have needs but aren't quite that severe. So it's a big issue, because we've got to try, we have an obligation to make sure everybody has an equitable sort of opportunities in the education system. So just trying to meet the needs of everybody, including kids who don't have high learning needs, we've still got to make sure that they're catered for. But there's, so many kids who do have needs at various levels that that teachers have to cater for. The government has to make sure that teachers have the resources and the skills and everything to meet the needs of those very diverse learners. So it's a big bit of work, and it's long overdue, and Bentonetti's done a great job of it.
Thanks very much. Yorfanunga Winston says he won't team up with you, or your party, you know, let's put it that way, the Labor Party, because he reckons he's been lied to and he doesn't get lied to twice. What do you make of that call?
Oh, look, you know, it's politics, and, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Winston. You know, he was in politics for 40-odd years, and you don't achieve that sort of thing without having a lot of smart. So, you know, good on him. You know, that's politics. We don't tick it, personally. And, of course, you know, it's early days yet. We've still got a year out from the election. We don't know how the cards are going to fall, whether New Zealand First will even be back in Parliament. So, it's just water off a duck's back, to be honest.
Thanks. I note that the school principals, or many, have warned that new literacy and numeracy standards could actually provoke a crisis and undermine the credibility of the NCEA system, that's the assessment system. And just an update from that sort of thinking, and I guess the major issue is kids just not turning up to school. What would you say about the nervousness around this space?
Oh, look, you know, there's always going to be issues that principals and governments engage on. You know, we just have to keep talking and try and work through those issues, whatever it is that they raise with us. This is falls under the auspices of my colleagues. You know, and they're just keen to engage and keen to chat to people about whatever concerns they have, whether it's NCEA or whether it's special needs or whatever. I mean, all of us as ministers or associate ministers of education need to have our ears open to the concerns of people and just working through whatever their issues are.
Thanks. And what are some of the important issues you'll be confronting this week? How are you going to earn your bucks this week, Kelvin?
It's there's a number of things on the boil. I mean, there's going to be the systems reported to Malachi Subrek's passing in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be something that I'll be reading with interest. I haven't received a copy yet. But it's important, again, that the whole system looks at what it could have done, all the various agencies. So, that'll be interesting over the coming weeks.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today. We'll catch up with you again soon. Yummy.
Hi, kia ora tau.
Tēnā koe. Urban Māori Radio Wāte, that of course was Kelvin Davis, MP for Te Tai.